Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Bill Schauser for community comment. American democracy is again facing another transformative fork in the road. For the past few decades, we have been consenting to an oligarchy, with representation from the majority only a thin veneer. Most of us probably think that with our system of checks and balances, full-blown authoritarianism is unlikely to happen here. Given the right conditions, though, any society can turn against democracy. Our trouble in grasping what is happening comes in part from an inherited way of seeing the political divide. We've been told for too long that political debate can be broken down into conservative versus liberal, pro-market versus pro-government, or Republican versus Democrat. It is hard to recognize that shrewd, stealth, long game blocked from our sight by these stale classifications has been in play for years. We don't recognize that the GOP, the grand old party, the true and honorable Republican Party, has been taken over by a relatively small number of radical right-wing libertarian billionaires and millionaires who have become profoundly hostile to Americans' modern system of government. The Republican Party is now under the control of a group of true believers for whom compromise is a dirty word. Those who subscribe to the present Republican philosophy believe that the only legitimate role of government is to ensure the rule of law, guarantee social order, and provide for the national defense. Their cause, they say, is liberty, to save unrestrained capitalism from democracy. Unrestrained capitalism to them is freedom. By that, they mean the takeover by corporations of what are accomplishments that most Americans feel were a good use of their blood, sweat, tears, and tax dollars. Public education, including land-grant universities, roads and bridges, basic research that allows creative entrepreneurs to develop something unique and uniquely valuable, think iPhone, enabling workers to speak as one through unions, prevent old age poverty through Social Security, clean up our air and water, and of course, the post office, to name just a few. For all its fine phrases, what this cause really seeks is a return to a world in which both economic and effective political power are to be concentrated in the hands of a few. It would like to reinstate the kind of political economy that prevailed in America at the opening of the 20th century, when the mass disenfranchisement of voters and the legal treatment of labor unions as illegitimate enabled larger corporations and wealthy individuals to dominate Congress and most state governments. Now as then, the leaders seek liberty for the few, the liberty to concentrate vast wealth so as to deny elementary fairness and freedom to the many. This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.